This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 31st. God's word to you today is Voice of Truth. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 11, verse 1, and it says, I trust in the Lord for protection. So why do you say to me, fly like a bird to the mountains for safety? Isaiah 7, verse 9 from the Contemporary English Version says, And if Ahaz and his officials don't trust me, they will be defeated. When God stands before you and says to you, like he is saying to you today, you do not need to be afraid. If you do not stand on that word, if you do not stand in that faith, God is saying that defeat is sure, because there is no other option. This is big, huge with God. It is bad enough when we do not trust our friends that we love and are trustworthy. When you are trustworthy and faithful to your friend, how would you feel if you discover that your friend does not trust you? So how do you think God feels when he says to us, do not worry, and we choose to be worried? One thing I need to tell you, and you need to get today, is that people may fail you, but God will never fail you. Even the most trusted friend may fail you because he is human, but God will never, ever fail you. Isaiah 7 verses 5 to 7 says, Yes, the kings of Syria and Israel are plotting against him, saying, We will attack Judah and capture it for ourselves. Then we will install the son of Tabeel as Judah's king. But this is what the sovereign Lord says. This invasion will never happen. It will never take place. I do not know who Pekah is in your life or what Pekah represents. Pekah may be speaking, but God is also speaking. The fear is speaking, telling you you're not going to make it. You're going to be a disaster. You think you can do it. You're not going to succeed, even though it worked for you last time. It was luck. You have nothing in you to bring it to pass again. But the Sovereign Lord is also speaking. Rezin and Pekah are speaking, but God is also speaking. Whose voice are you hearing? And whose voice is controlling your emotions? It is because the voice you hear controls the emotions you feel. You cannot say you're hearing God and you're filled with fear. Then it is not God you're hearing. Who are you hearing? Whose report are you holding on to? Whose words are you repeating and repeating and repeating to yourself? The enemy is so crafty. Sometimes he comes to you with history. He says, you want to make this business work, but look at your business history. You're a failure. If no one is telling you the truth, then tell yourself the truth. But the devil is a bastard, and he is a big liar. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.